So those are my introductory remarks, and Baruch Hashem, you know, that's all I have to do. And I have a very easy job, because every year, the organizer who does not want to take credit for the evening, and instead wants me to take credit for the evening, which I'm more than happy to do. So every year, we always have Rabbi Leff with us, and we always search around for another outstanding Talmid Chacham who is in a position to share that position. So this year we are blessed with a very, very special individual who's joining us for the Shmiras HaLoshon Kenes this year. I know him personally as from the neighborhood and, you know, from davening, and I know him more because he's my son-in-law's Rebbe. So I have to keep track and keep tabs, you know. Nissen Kaplan has approaching 200 Bachrim in his shul. 170, 180. Yeah. I don't know how many show up all the time. I'm comfortable saying almost 200 Bachrim. That means he's had thousands of Talmidim, if you make the cheshbon. And his shiur is a light that Bachrim come to America and flock to. Because he knows every bacher in the shir, and he knows who they are, and he knows what they need, and he is a mechanech par excellence. He knows how to work with them, and he knows what they need. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you going to give a manhig to Klal Yisrael? Somebody who has the koyach to know, Elokei HaRuchai, someone who knows every person and what their needs are. Not just that I get up and give my shir and walk away. My son-in-law said that he was supposed to be learning with him one time on a Shabbos, and he says, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to go to sleep Thursday night. I was on the phone with Bachram in America. I didn't get a chance. It's not sure that he decided to stay up all night. He didn't get a chance. You know? He's metapa with his Bachram, Yomim Velayla. A Mechab Svarim, individual who is constantly giving over to Klal Yisrael, and a person who embodies everything that we've discussed, the idea of that Avas Yisrael and that seeing the good and giving that Rachmanis and that understanding to everybody. Please, we covered your attention to the Nissen Kaplan.
Disagree with the Hesped, but I know that maybe it's Lashon Hara, so I don't want, you know, when we speak about Lashon Hara. Like was said, every time the topic of Lashon Hara, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, when it comes up, and Tisha Sayomim, and Shloshes HaShavuos, and the time that Chazal tell us that the Chum Beis Hamikdash took place because Sinas Chinam, they did everything, they were sitting and learning, everything was beautiful, and Chazal tell us it was a terrible kitrug of sinas chinam. Every time when you come to these days, that is the time to try to fix mishalei nivne biyomov, kilu nechrav biyomov, and you have the responsibility in these days to try to fix the chet of sinas chinam. Every time it takes the feelings, that is the time really for a person to take himself and to try really to fix it a little bit, what he could. But in these days, like was mentioned, the terrible things are happening, and all of them are surrounded by Adam L'Chaveroi. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a kind of shake, a kind of pull. Please, please, my kids, take attention, do something. Please take attention and do something. And you're right. I'm for sure not the right person to understand Darkei Hashem. You know, Darkei Hashem, Gvoim, Tehoim Rabo, we don't understand, we don't start to understand. But the Sheikh, the message, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, please my kids, the same time of the Churban, the same time I'm trying to show you what Sinas Chinom is all about, what bad and cruel could cause and causes when you see it in action. Please take yourself and try to change. So I want really maybe a little bit to speak Lemay Sadiq, how a person, the little things, speaking to myself really, I'm just speaking loud, a person could take himself and through that to be careful a little bit and Shmira Saloshin and Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. I think maybe it's 3 points that I want to try to go through tonight. That if a person takes himself notice, he could really much more at least be careful in Shmira Saloshin and Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, that it's really one family. Avas Chinom, Avas Yisrael, Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, Kas, Kine, Veloshenore. It's one chet. It comes from one place, from one shoyrish. The first thing is the Midas HaKas. That is also a part of all the message that is coming through from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person wants to work on Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, the first thing that a person has to take to himself is to work on Midas HaKas. When a person comes to Kas, he could do every Aveira in the world. He doesn't think, he does it, he's a fire, and a minute after it, he has all of the Charota, Rishayim, Malayim, Charota, but he was a Koyas. Chazal say, Kol HaKoyas, Kilu Oivet Avidizore. When a person is Bekas, it's Kilu Oivet Avidizore. What is Kas? Why Kol HaKoyas is Ki'ilu Oivet Avidizore? Why? When a person gets angry, the anger is because I believe that my friend did something to me. If I would not think it's my friend, I will not be angry. If I will know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will not get angry. The reason I'm angry is because you are doing to me. When it's you doing to me, a person is very angry. I heard once a story, a famous story, was a guy. He came home, his wife asked him what happened. He said, the rabbi said the cow was not good. So his wife said, so maybe we could change a rabbi. He said, change a rabbi? Baruch Hashem, I have a rabbi. He knows the halachas. After a couple of weeks, he comes back. What happened? He said, the chickens were treif. So his wife said, so maybe we could change a rabbi? He said, Baruch Hashem, we have a good rabbi. A couple of weeks after, he comes back. The rabbi said, we have to check the tefillin. Elu, check my tefillin was puzzle. So I thought, maybe it's time to change a shul. He says, Rebbetzin, Baruch Hashem, I have a rabbi. Save me from treifus, save me from tefillin. Sukkos comes. What happened? The rabbi said, we have to buy aleph's. She says, in the other shul, they buy the gimels. The rabbi himself has a gimel, the dalet minim. Maybe we could change a shul. Baruch Hashem, our rabbi knows the halachas. We're so lucky. A couple weeks after it, the neighbor's kid throws a rock on his window. The window smashes. Tells the neighbor, hey, says, cotton, puddle. They go to the rabbi. The rabbi says, he's right. Cotton, giyosiho. He comes home. We're changing a shul. What happened? You lost 5 shekel, 10 shekel, $100. Before you lost the cow, when chickens, Teret says, before when he lost the Ribbono Shel Olam, he lost to his friend. He got angry. The Rav is not with me. The Rav is against me. Forget about the whole thing. He wants to change the shul. Kas comes when a person feels the other person did to me. When a person, someone does something to you and you get angry. And you start to boil, and you start to koch, and angry, what angry means? Why he did it to me? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, but why he did it to me? And he's getting more angry. Why are you angry? Why he did it to me? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's even more angry, and more angry. And every time that he's more angry, it means, no Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the other person. No Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more that he gets angry, and angry, and angry, there's more no Ribbono Shel Olam. No Ribbono Shel Olam. It's my friend. But if you believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam, no reason to get angry. No reason to get angry. If you believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person teaches himself, everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why you get angry on your friend? Why are you angry? What do you think he could do for you? Lo yu'lenu ve lo yazikenu echot ma'anivroim zulosi ha'boire. Says from the Apter Rav, that when a person gets angry, and he has a chance to get angry, and he holds himself, and he doesn't get angry, it's at least like 100 ta'anesi. V'yesho imrim ke'elef. V'yesho imrim ke'elef. The famous Meister, the silver from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, was a Yid, came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he asked him, you know, he tried all of the Sgulas. He tried all of the Sgulas. Nothing happened. And he doesn't have kids. He said, you tried everything. He said, I said Nishmas, I said Bochi Navshi, I said Shir HaShirim. I said Bochi Navshi in the Kosh, Shir HaShirim, in Chatzoyf. I tried everything. I gave Chai Ruto. I said Shir, I said everything. So Reb Chaim told him, what? Give me a Eitzah. He said, I have one Eitzah. Chazal say, Toi le'eretz al blimo. Toi le'eretz al blimo. Toi le'eretz al mishe boilem pit b'shas merivo. If you boilem pit b'shas merivo, so then, go over to a person that is toi le'boilem pit b'shas merivo and get a bracha from him. Because toi le'eretz al blimo. Find a person that is boilem pit b'shas merivo and go over, try to get a bracha from him. Okay, he goes out to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I hear from the person that is a neighbor of his. And he goes out to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who will find a person, Boilem Pit B'Shas Meriva. Who is Boilem Pit B'Shas Meriva? To get a bracha, he goes to the wedding, and he starts to speak to his neighbor. And he's speaking to his neighbor, and a guy comes over to the neighbor and starts to yell at him. You know, you scratched my car. You scratched my car when you came in. And the guy is about to answer him. He says, please, just don't answer him. Don't answer him. I'll tell you what soon. Just don't answer him. Okay? The guy cries again, you scratched my car when you parked there and you ran away. I'm going to tell you the police. The guy's about to beat him up. He says, please be quiet. The guy calls everyone. You see? He's quiet. I want everyone to be aiding. In front of everyone. He scratched my car. Now he doesn't have what to say. It's a big damage. I want everyone to see. And you know, he's getting the whole chasana around everyone. And the guy's about, just make me a favor. Yeah, Rahmanis, the guy doesn't have kids for 20 years. He's asking me one favor. Just to be quiet, I'll be quiet. I'll say that. He's quiet. He gets red and pink and green. The guy gets the whole wedding. Okay, he keeps quiet. The guy leaves. He tells him, tell me, what? He says, just now tell me a bracha, please. Be'ezus Hashem, you'll have a kid this year. He says, okay. Be'ezus Hashem, you'll have a kid this year. Now tell me, what is the story? So that was my Chaim Kanievsky. He told me I have to find a person that's boilem pit b'shas meriva. Your mamish fell into my hands. And a year he had twins. Boilem pit b'shas meriva. Person has to know that what is the secret? It's the aleph beis. What is the secret? Not to be jealous of the other person. Not to be angry. The first part of Lashon Hara is we angry on the other person. We come home so upset. Some people, they only tell their wives, they only tell their kids, they only tell their rabbeim, they only tell their friends, he just can't hold himself. He's not a Baal HaShinori. He doesn't go on the Shtiblach in the morning and Shachis and talks. No, he doesn't talk. But when he comes home, he just has to take it out, the steam, a little bit. He has a heter, I think it's called Letoyeles, you know. Some people call it Letoyeles. I'm not going into the shot of Choshev Rabbanim, if it's really a heter or Letoyeles or not. Where's the steam? Where's the anger? The guy, what the guy? The Ribbono Shel Olam did happen to you. Why are you angry? And who are you angry? If Hashem will do something to you, you'll be angry? You'll be upset? They say on the after of, a couple came to a Shalom Bais. Terrible fight they had. Because it started because he wanted to get filled with fish and she wanted to make salmon. And it started and started and started and decided to get divorced. He came to the after of. So the after of called his Rebbetzin. He thought, Rebbetzin, tell me, what matzahs I ate this year? Okay, so the Rebbetzin got white. He said, Rebbetzin, it's okay, don't worry. Just tell them what matzahs I ate this year. The Rebbetzin said, what is the truth is? The after of every year made matzahs. He had special talmidim, a whole chabura, how they made matzahs. He had 10 choshev koyhanim, they made the first matzah the koyhan. Then he had 10 levim, they made the levi matzah, and he would say the psukim and the yichud. And then he had 3 choshev tamil chachomim, they made the Yisrael matzah. And he will tie it with simonim and he will put it away. That year a poor person came to the door and the Rebbetzin, in a mistake, she gave the matzahs to that person. Then she chapped. In a mistake, she gave the special matzahs. She said to herself, my husband, anyway, the matzahs are the same. Stam, you know, psukim ahim, psukim ahim. I eat this matzahs, there's no difference. I'll just tie it, I'll put it, I'll not tell it, finish. No one will know this year. So she tied it. She put it exactly the same thing, just in case she said a capital Tehili, when she put it up there. And, you know, Pesach came, he ate the matzahs, and he didn't realize no difference. So the after Rav tells the Rebbetzin, tell them what matzahs I ate. She said, you think I didn't know what kind of matzah I ate? I said a word? What would help that I would say? You know, today we have a meaning. No, I'm not angry. I'm just letting you to know that I'm not angry. This is kind of, you talk, no. I'm very upset. I'm not upset. Just, you will know that I'm not upset. Why to say a word? If I decided that I'm not being bekas, keep quiet. Keep quiet. What helps to say to the other person? Just to remind him. Just to remind him that I'm not angry. And you're fighting here on a gefilte fish and a salmon. A person has to know, if a person wants to grow, and not to have the ben odom lachaveiro, is the first yesod is not to get bekas. Every time to think, it's not my friend. It's not my friend. It's the ribayna shaloylom. It's the ribayna shaloylom. He's only a chetimtze. He's the shliach. So why to get angry? Why to get angry? Why am I angry, bichlal? The ribayna shaloylom. Chazal tell us, David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael. He said to Tehillim, he had a lot of minus. One time, when he was running away, one of his hardest moments in life, Shimi ben Gei Romitzin and Vayekalelu Klolonim Retzes. Chazal told him what he told him, going into the whole story. Chazal said that David was pushed away in the family for these reasons, and he was Mekalelim Klolonim Retzes. And David's people wanted to take care of Shimi ben Gei. Vayoyim Orloi Hanachloi, Ho Eloikim Omarloi Kalel. Be'oiso Shosh Teitim Yalkut. Nase David regel revi lemerkova. Not Tehillim, not Bavli, not Yerushalmi. Even though without that, the other part doesn't come. But when he became regel revi lemerkova, ho Eloikim amar leikalel. It's not for the ribayna shelo. Why I'm getting angry? It's not for Eloikim amar leikalel. David became a different league. Regel revi lemerkova. Regel revi lemerkova. Someone I heard once, it's brought down from the Sforim, a person wants to work on Kaas. So it says there's one way, like I told you. It's not the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. Why I'm getting angry? It's not the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. But why it's happening to me? Hashem loves me. He wants me to become Regel Revi Lemerkava. He's giving me a shortcut. Sometimes a person has a wife, the mamish brings them to get Eden, yeah? Every 5 minutes he could get angry and he doesn't get angry. It's the Chazai Yishur Koyach. He has a friend, he has a roommate. It's a Nisayan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels you need a Nisayan in Mizgaber al HaKas, and he's giving that person to give you the Nisayan. And you Mizgaber al HaKas. And don't worry, a person will say, but after I was Mizgaber a couple of times, so I'm not getting a schar anymore because I'm used to not getting angry. There's a state in Sforim that if you break your madrege and avoido, you get schar the whole time from that madrege. No, it's not you get used to it, it's only the times that you crash. If you crash and you manage to be strong, then you're not angry. You feel like the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. I like him, Amar Leikalel. Yizoyche. Yizoyche. 100 ta'aniyos ve'efshar elef. Ve'efshar elef. And then you go and you see a person starting to say, the other person did to me. Why are you talking? Why are you speaking? For what? It's not the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. If a person has chas v'sholem, a growth on his foot, he starts to hit his foot. I think the kids do it, yeah? They fall, they hit the floor. When you see someone getting angry on his friend, he's a kid. Why are you hitting the floor? Why are you angry on another person? What are you angry about? What is bothering you? What is disturbing you? There's nothing here. Oh, but this is the Kleach of Kaas. This is the Kleach of Kaas. The Midas HaKaas makes you to get angry. The Midas HaKaas comes a second before Seichel. A second before Seichel. If you will think for a second, you will never get angry. You will think for a second, you will never get angry. But just not to get angry. Just hold yourself. Hold yourself for a moment. So Rabbis brings down that the Chosi told his son, when you're about to get angry, wait till tomorrow. Don't do nothing when you're angry. Wait. He says that he came back in the middle of the night. He left his wife for a year. He left his wife for less than a year. He came back. She didn't have kids. And he came in the middle of the night. And she heard him speaking to a man. And talking how she loves him and likes him. Because he decided he will take the knife and he will come in and kill her with the person together. But he remembered that his father told him, when you're angry, you wait till tomorrow. So he went and he slept outside his house, and in the morning he came with his knife, and he opened the door and he saw his wife holding that little baby that was just born and talking to the baby, how she loves him and likes him, and she's waiting for her husband to come back. And he said, Lulei divrei avo horakti et ishti vezbni. Lulei divrei avo horakti et ishti vezbni. A person is angry. Get used to. You can't say Elohim Amalei Kalel if you're not holding by pushing it off for a second and saying, Estachfar Ribayna Shaloylam. Wait a couple minutes. Wait for half an hour. A lot of times when a person is angry, think about if you would have to say it over to someone. That, you know, they took your watch, they took your phone, they didn't put it into place. You'll be embarrassed if you're angry. The person comes home and he's very upset that ABD was not done. Only think calling your friend and say, listen, ABD was not done. You think I could be angry? I'd be embarrassed. Think over, stop for a second. For a person would stop for a second, it would never happen. Will never happen. This is the Aleph base. And why I'm saying this is the Aleph base? Because nothing will help to speak on the second two parts that I want to speak about stopping Lashon Hara if you don't learn to control your kas. Because if you don't control your kas, you talk and you talk and you talk and you talk and you talk. I had a Talmud of mine. I didn't think to say it, but they say from Ma'arsham that if something comes up in the middle, you have to say it. So I'm saying it. I had a Talmud of mine. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a young guy. He had some money. He sold his company for a couple hundred million dollars. He became a millionaire overnight. But what happened was, I'm just giving it for Moshe because I don't want that to forget. I'm just changing a little bit of detail. As Kvoidoy. For example, we'll say he sold watches. He had a new idea of a kind of a watch. So he sold the watch. So he got a very big company that sells millions of watches a year. So they bought from him the idea of the watch. They could make $50 on every watch. They could take a couple millions. They could pay him how much they want. But what the contract was, that for 5 years he has to work for them and produce that item. And if not, everything is bought on Mavutu. When he was a young guy and he started his company, he had a little bit of money. He had an uncle that didn't have a parnasa. So Rachmanis and the uncle, he told the uncle, you know what, you do the packages. I'll give you $10,000 a month. Very nice. Mamish Rachmanis and the uncle do the packages. When this guy made all the money, he came over to this guy and said, listen, you know, they buy it because they like the packages. So I want to cut $50 million for myself. Told him, it's Meshuga. He said, no problem, no cut, I'm not doing the boxes anymore. It's patent in my name. And the company, if you don't do exactly the same thing, the whole deal is over. So you decide if you want me to do the packages or not. If you want me to do the packages, I want $50 million. It was a big dintere, back and forth. He paid him out $1 million and it became quiet. But I told him, you know, I knew you a couple years ago. The last 2 years, from the time you made your money, you come to my house, you talk about his uncle, his wife, his kids, they don't speak to you, then they speak to you. So much Lashon Hara, chaval, you made money. Hashem hates you, he gave you money. Before your mouth was clean, now it stinks to stand near you, I'm sorry on the word. You just come to the house and you speak this bad, it's bad, and look how he's a ganef, and I heard that story like 100 times, any time from a different vision. To be smishuga. Said, so what do you want me to do? He said, please take out your BlackBerry, call him up, tell him you moichel and belev shalom, you want him to come to spend a Shabbos with you. He said, but I can't do it. I said, well, open a sefer Tehillim. We said, 10 kapitlach Tehillim. He said, now do it. He said, I can't do it. He said, take your BlackBerry, write down, I love you, my cousin, I'm sorry what happened, it's over, we're friends, please come for a Shabbos to Los Angeles. I said, now press send. He said, I can't. I said, no problem. It was 2 o'clock by night. We opened Tehillim, I stand up and we sat together 10 kapitlach. And I said, and now press send. And he said, send. And the machlekes was over. The machlekes was over. Sometimes a person has an isayim. He told me, I met him recently, he said, you know, you saved my life. 2 years of my life I raised from the time I made money. I was fighting, speaking Lashon Hara morning and night, not speaking to my wife almost because it's her uncle, it's her cousin, and the whole mishpacha for one little Lashon Hara. What do you get from Lashon Hara? So the aleph beis is kas. But the second secret, How you don't speak Lashon Hara? I want to tell you, for me it was a big lesson. I'm speaking very practical, Shazachim. Maybe I have to speak more Choshev Ha'ilu, but I'm speaking to myself, to Mechazak myself. The second way not to speak Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim says, think if it would be you. Think if it would be you. Two things the Chofetz Chaim says. How you would be melamed zchus on yourself, and second of all, how you would want people to accept it. So I'll explain to you, I learned the lesson very clearly. I remember when I was, maybe 15 years ago, I don't remember what it was, maybe a bit more, was a story going on in Israel. There was a group of four teenager boys were at a gas station in Shabbos, and they borrowed a phone from someone else, cell phone from another kid, and he gave him the phone, and they started to drive away with the phone. The guy jumped on the car, he tried to get his son. They started to drive quicker, he held on very strong. They zoomed, the kid flew off, fell, and after 2 days he would die. It was a terrible thing. Everyone was saying that Eretz Yisrael has become like America, that people could kill for a phone. And the television, they interviewed the mother of the kid that drove the car. She said, we want to interview the mother that raised this young mother that could have killed a kid for a phone. What do you have to say about your son? She said, first, you know, I'm really sorry about what happened, and my son deserves to sit in jail all of his life, but I want to tell you, my son cannot kill a fly. Only think about yourself, teenager sitting in a car with four teenagers, and one of the guys grabs a phone. And the other guy tries to get the phone, and the friends tell you, no, drive. And you start, hey, don't be a baby, just drive, don't worry, he'll just move. And you press the gas a little bit, and you hope that the guy will leave God. And the guy said, no, drive, what, you a baby, what, you a baby? And you're in such a teenager pressure. And you're davening to Hashem that the guy will just leave the car. I will find him later, I will give him everything. And the kid's pushing you, no, from what, you're scared? 5 years old kid, drive, just drive. This is what happened to my son. He's wrong. But don't think that my son, I'm telling you, I never had to yell at him in the house. When I heard it, I told myself, because she's the mother, she saw it in a different perspective. Doesn't make it right. But the same story became very bad. He has to sit in jail. Don't think we're trying to masnik achzorius here, chas v'sholem. But a different perspective. When a person would learn to look at the other person from his eyes, not from your eyes, from his eyes, what he feels now, how he feels in this moment. You're right. The neighbor is damn jealous of you that you took out a porch. He's wrong. But think about himself, he's in his little house. His mamish has daladamas. He thinks that you mamish Bill Gates. His eyes are popping. His pressure, his kids are asking him for food. He doesn't have what to give them. They want to go to trips. You just drive away. You're right, you didn't steal the money. It's your money. But you're taking out his eyes. How you feel when you're jealous on someone else? You also hope that that guy one day will fall down. Everyone knows. Everyone has the someone that he's jealous of. In every kind of crowd. Don't tell me that not. If it's in Olam HaMaise, Olam HaRuchni, I'm not saying I'm Tzadiki G'day L'Olam. But I'm saying Chutz. Everyone has the person that has B'Sholem, but nothing will happen if you were just a little bit low down, a little bit low. Because you feel he's stepping on you. Everyone has that. So that neighbor feels you taking from him. No, it doesn't mean that he's right. Nothing says that he's right. He's not right to be upset. He's not right. But when you look at it in that perspective, you don't speak Lashon Hara on him. You don't speak against him. Be that mother. Think about the other person. I know one of the Gdolim, every time when there's elections and one side loses, he sits in himself and he says, think what Bill Clinton feels tonight when he lost. Terrible, no? He has to come back. His wife looks at him like, you're a failure. No? Well, you think he's not a person? He doesn't feel? No! He's kicked. Well, why don't you feel bad for him? Why don't you feel bad for him? So he deserved, what did he deserve? He's also a human being. It's a way of thinking. You can't start to think it when you start with a guy that started up with you, to think why he feels like that. But if you get used to feeling, you're going in the street, Nebuch! Nebuch! He's standing in the street, he's trying to get a ride. The other way around, the other guy is so busy, he's speaking to his wife, he's running somewhere, he can't stop for you. Every person has to think about the other person. When you think of the other person, and you try to see him in his perspective, you don't speak Lashon Hara. You don't get angry. You don't get angry. You don't have what to talk about. And the third thing the Chofetz Chaim says, if you would do something wrong, if you would do something wrong, something terrible, what you want that the Olam will say? It was a mistake, he didn't mean it, they will not believe it. Why not on the other person? Why not to think on the other person the same? Why not to think on the other person the same? I want to tell you, if you don't work on it, if you don't work on it, to melam etzchus, and to look on the other person like that, it's very hard to speak Lashon Hara. But when you're used to looking at it like that, you could never speak Lashon Hara. There's nothing to speak Lashon Hara. The biggest ritzach in the world, every biggest thing, you try to think from where he's coming. Not to be the one that is busy explaining why this is wrong, and why this is wrong, and why these people are wrong. About it, you have to mechanach your mishpoche. But that, why these people are wrong, and why these people are wrong, understand from where they're coming. Understand what they're feeling. Understand the pressure, the competition, the kina that they have, the taiva that they have. Understand them. Think for them. Once I had my lesson, I was walking near yeshiva. For me, it's a chinuch for limud zchus. I'm walking near the yeshiva, I see two nice bachrim walking. They finish the drink cans and they throw it into a porch. I decide this is the limit. I think it's the limit, yeah? So I went over, they were not my shir. I went over to them and I said, I'm sorry, it's not me to go, but I think it's a little bit inappropriate. So they tell me, no, you don't understand, the kid collects cans. He asked us when we finished to throw it in. Now, I'm not so sure if it's true or they made it, you know, me. I never know what is the truth. Oh, but I learned the lesson. Everything could be lametzchus. Everything could be lametzchus. Why? I was telling myself, why I didn't think about it. I failed in my way that I tried to be lametzchus. Tried to be lametzchus. So I had this week, I felt like Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me a real way you have to be lametzchus. I get a phone call Friday, last week. Friday, a week and a half ago, a guy calls me, I need help. I said, what happened? You don't know who I am, but I need help. I said, okay, so tell me what happened. He said, listen, Friday, half an hour ago, I called someone in a mistake from my phone. A lady picked up, I asked, Chatzko? She said, no. I said, I'm sorry, it's a mistake. 10 minutes later, I get a phone call from her husband. Why are you standing up with my wife? I see on my phone, 15 phone calls from you at all different times, and this number. And I'm looking now, I see she called you 15 times. I want to know what is the story. I said, so why are you calling me? He said, when I spoke to him on something, I realized that he knows who you are. I said, listen, I don't know what to tell you. The guy says, and I see even 15 missed calls from you. I said to the guy, and you sure you never called? He says, I'm promising I never called. I said, okay. I said, I got a phone call 10 minutes ago from the wife. My husband is about to divorce me. I don't know how you did it, that you managed to get into my phone, but please, please do something to prove that I never called you. I told the guy, listen, without seeing you, I don't know. Please come to the mirror tomorrow. I said, I don't learn Yerushalayim. I said, it doesn't make a difference. Please come to the mirror. I want to see you, to look in your eyes, and to hear you telling me that you never call. So he comes down. He says, I'm promising. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do. I tell him, okay, so maybe go to the phone company, get pirut sichot. He tells me, what would it be if the maestro will come out sheyesh? I said, what will come out sheyesh? If you tell me you never, I said, I don't know, but Lamaisa, he says he sees on the phone. He said, just give me pirut sichot. I called over the person, the husband. I said, listen, you want me to help you? He said, I'm not so sure. I checked off the aloha. It's better that I don't believe her. I said, I'm sure. You want to stay home to think that my stomach happened? And he said, the shchonor stay, I'm sure. Not normal. I said, we have to find it out. He said, get me pirut sichot. What? The kids said, and his wife is trying to say, maybe she did call it a mistake. Kids, I get the pirut sichot, they never called each other. Oh, but the phone shows it clear. We went to the company, and we wanted to see what it could be. So what we did, we asked the guy from the company to call that phone. The company calls the phone, and it was something in the tochna, that because everything else was had a name, when you call from a number that the phone doesn't recognize, he automatically changes all the last 15 phone calls from that number. So we tell the guy, what is it? He said, no problem. He takes the phone. He takes the phone. I said, Mr. Shuri, it's a correct, it's a correct, I'm a famous, it's a correct, it's a correct. So I only learned Chazal right. Even if you see someone coming out of the room with a knife of blood, Chazal say, don't say he's the Ritzach. This is what Chazal tell us. It's the Limut Zchus. If these people will be a little, unless if he decide to call me, I don't know both of them, yeah? Will be two families destroyed. Two families. I'll tell you, after they had Mishra Bais, because the wife didn't want to let her husband back, that he was choishing him. And she said, well, how are you choishing him? If you rush, and you're angry, and you don't think, it's only an example. Because Shvokhu gave me an example to learn to myself. A person wants to work on Lashon Hora. So the secret is, for sure, to work on Lashon Hora straight. But to take these 3 points. Not to get because it's never my friend. First thing, not to get because kas doesn't let you to think. And the second thing, think in his perspective. He's wrong, but think about him. How much times you don't want the neighbor to have that? You don't forgive this person that. So some people don't forgive you what you have. No time on them. If you would be them, you'd do exactly the same. Just you think that it's different. You think you're allowed to. Believe me, if you would see, I told someone, if you would see your neighbor behaving in his house like you behave in your house, you'll stop to speak to him. Think about it good. Someone told me it's kimat baduk menusa. If you will see your neighbor behaving like yourself, you will not speak to him anymore. So why? Because it's your neighbor, he's a bad person? And the third thing is a limud schus. You never know. And if a person is careful in all of these 3 things, then Bezus Hashem, and I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a message. And you know, a lot of times we try to find the message up, and we forget the little small things. Avada, G'dayli Yisrael have to tell us the big up things. I'm Miktane, from the small people. But a person picks up. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pischu li Pesach kepitchei shel machat," and he's promising, "Vani eftach lachem Pesach kepitchei shel ulam." And I want to tell you, I heard once. You know what Yitzhak Hori goes to a person when he hears a good rasha? He tells him, "Now you'll be the best tzaddik in the world." He knows it will keep maybe an hour, maybe 5 minutes, and maybe a minute. A person says, he hears a shmuz in Talmud Torah. I'm now this ben azmanim 12 hours every day. I'm telling you, the first day he will not learn 12 hours. I tell all the bochim, be mekabel an hour a day. Tell me, only an hour? I said, no, an hour, and then if you want another 12. Of an hour, choyk v'lo yavu. So the guy says, I said, I know, you're telling me 2. They tell him 2 minutes, will tell you 3, and then he knows tomorrow you're not doing it anyways. When the terrible things happen, avada, a person has to be shaken completely, and be a different person. But that different person normally maybe helps till the stima sagoyla. But if you take a small little thing, kas, till Tisha B'av, I'm not getting angry. 9 days starting tonight. Rechum Rabbi's Asiri Shalov, please. Because the Bishamidosh was burned till Asiri Shalov. Sinas Chinom, I'm not getting angry. Doesn't make a difference what will happen. Doesn't make a difference what will happen. I'm not getting angry. Nothing will help. I will not get angry. I will not get angry. I'll tell you, finish. It's really getting late. I'll just finish 2 minutes. Again, I didn't plan to say it, but I was mekabel once before Pesach not to get angry for 10 days. I decided I'm not getting angry. I was in the States. I came back. I said, doesn't make a difference what will happen. I'm not getting angry. Everything is Ribbono Shel Olam. My kids will jump on me. Well, it doesn't make a difference. Lemalo lemato, I'm not getting angry. This is my Kabbalah this time. I come home. Shabbos HaGadol. We eat out. In the middle of the night, my kids want some fish from the Pesach with my wife really bake a little bit. She made the salmon. They take out the fish. The kids say, ichs. My wife says, we don't say ichs on food. The kid says, ichs. I tell my wife, listen, this kid never spoke like that. Maybe he's right. I'm not getting angry, right? I get up. You can't stand near this fridge. The fridge got broken. All of the food that my wife prepared for Pesach went off. And Shabbos has nothing to do. The fridge was broken. And we went out to eat. So we didn't know it was broken from Friday morning. This is 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm not getting angry. Nisoyon number one. 4 o'clock in the morning, my kids wake me up. It's a huge noise. It sounds like the house is going to fall apart. I open the door. The pipe, if the building where the water comes into the apartment, just ripped off. The whole floor is just zooming. I found a heater because we had a lock that I could close it. But from then on, was no water in the house for Shabbos. With 10 kids, everyone knows what goes in the bathrooms after a couple hours, but I didn't get angry. Nisoy number two. Nisoy, I'm not getting angry. Told my wife, it's only the beginning. Because I was mekabel, he will test me. But I will pass the test. I will pass the test. Motzei Shabbos, we tried to get a plumber to fix it. It's middle of the night. He's charging over 4 numbers. Yeah, it's a whole thing, but we didn't get angry. Okay, I decided in the morning, I'm trying to get someone to fix the fridge. We can't get someone. We're trying to borrow a fridge for Pesach in the meantime. My wife is cooking the whole food again. I get a phone call. She's screaming. I said, what happened? She said, don't ask. I said, what happened? She said she was trying to cook again. She doesn't have a fridge, but she's cooking. All the kids are helping. And it's such a balagan because the fridge is not working and everything is running around. So she asked the little kid to bring sugar. The kid went to the chametz, opened the sugar that was full with cereal, and she put it into all of the food. What we do now? You know, I'm a little bit frum, so I also the kelim ready. I was not enough time to kasher. But I told her, at least we will have Erev Pesach good food to eat. Don't be giving sugar. I said, I'm not getting angry. It doesn't make a difference what will happen. But I'm not getting angry. I came home, the washing machine broke. And sitting here, one person that his wife is best friend of my wife, you could ask him, Rav Zeikon, word by word, the story happened. Last Pesach. Not this one, last year. We left 2 days before Pesach. I told my wife, it's 2 more days, and then it's over. Don't worry. Just, I'm not getting angry even once. I don't want to make the story short. Let us say that I came into my house, and it was a huge reason to get angry. But I told my wife, 4 more hours. And I tell you, from then it was quiet for the year. A person taking himself, things happened. 10 days, we're not getting angry. Doesn't make a difference what will happen. I'm not getting angry. One. Number two, but this is Dekabole. The other two things on Lashon Hara. Try to melamed zchus. You're angry on someone? Try to put yourself, if you would be him, how you would look on it, if you would be the mother of the kid, if you would be the son, if it would be your son, not the neighbor's son hitting your son, what you would say, he's a bit, you know, he was overslept. And the third thing is to try to melamed zchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata dishmaya ve'ezras Hashem, that b'zchus, that we will be malve, ava, ve'achva, ve'sholoim, shibone b'samigdosh, b'mheiro b'yomeinu, v'leineida tzar, v'tzoro b'zoseinu, and again, ishakech to the people that arrange it. It's really a big zchus. Alevai, I will have a part of their zchus b'siyata dishmaya.
Shekayach. I don't know that I'm in such a rush now to move a kabbalah on myself not to get angry. I think I won't do it as a kabbalah, but I'll sort of do it on the side without, you know, letting anybody hear. Anyway.